Okay, it's 7 o'clock. Do I hear a motion to start the meeting?
I make a motion to open the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. First on the agenda is Pledge of Allegiance, and then we'll have a moment of silence. Please stand and place your hand over your heart.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, take a moment of silence. Okay, I see we have a new guest, somebody new.
Me. Welcome.
Welcome. I'm Mayor Stoneham, and anyhow, we'll go around the room and introduce everybody. Go ahead, Crystal.
I'm Crystal Adams. I'm the Road Commissioner.
I'm Susan Moffin. I'm the Utility Commissioner.
Harold Hall, Property Maintenance.
Dennis Metcalf, Safety.
Dan Small, Treasurer.
All right, thank you. And are you here for a certain reason?
I am, but I've been to the meetings before. I haven't come in quite a while.
Oh, okay, all right.
I haven't met the news community.
Okay.
That has been part of it.
I can't tell with the mask on.
I know, right? I'm Elisa Carr.
Huh?
I live at 11007 Lunenburg Court.
Okay, all right. Oh, you're the one that had their car stolen?
Yes, that's why I've come, wanted to find out. I'll wait my turn.
Go ahead.
It is your turn.
It is your turn. I'm gonna let it be your turn.
Okay. So I had made a report. Well, I called the police. They didn't come. I called and left a message for who is the commissioner for safety, and no one called me back. But then they told me the police said that I had to basically do it online, do a report online. But I was trying to set a precedence because I felt that the kids were in the neighborhood and I wanted them to see an officer there. It ended up that when I called again, the officer said, when I called the police department, I called maybe four times.
Mm-hmm.
And they, when I called the third time, they said that the officer told me that I was supposed to go ahead and make a report. But I never talked to an officer. So finally, they did send an officer out. We got our car back.
Right.
I'm sure the officer probably told you. My husband went in. We had a GPS on it, and officer was it. We were able to find it and get it. But I don't know, what is the procedure here? Because at one time, I know it was to contact the commissioner.
Well, okay, when there's an actual crime, okay, and we're not, and our security's not patrolling, anytime you have any kind of activity, if it's murder, rape, kill type stuff, then that's 911, okay? In this case, you had a car stolen. You could have called 911. They should have responded, okay? I'm glad you brought this up because this is another thing that we need to get on Division 8 about, on the resource officer down there, because they should have sent somebody out, okay, and done a report on it, okay? I don't know what's wrong with LMPD because we pay county taxes, okay? So we're still under their rule when it comes to that type of stuff. Our security patrol's mostly out there. When they're out there, they're looking for activity, but we don't have, you know, the 24/7 type of service. We have intermittent scheduling, I'll put it that way. If he happens to be on, or she, when it comes to July, we've got a new officer that's also going to be coming on as part of the patrol team. If he or she are out there and you make a call, either the 911 or the dispatch number, when they are out there, they call in and notify the dispatch that they're on patrol in our city. And at that point in time, they will come and actually do the report. Okay.
So what is the name of the officer? Because they told me Officer Wilson said he spoke with me and told me that I should have made it on by the phone. But I never talked to Officer Wilson.
Okay.
So who are?
Our officers are a private security company that are LMPD officers off duty. Okay?
Okay.
Honestly, I'll tell you, they're just passing the buck. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. And that's why I needed to know this. And if you'll email Commissioner Metcalf, the names of the people you talk to, then he'll get in contact with the Division 8 and the resource officer down there.
Okay.
Because they should have come out. Whether they like it or not, they should have come out. How long was your car gone?
It appears that they probably stole it around 6 in the morning. And by the time I was able to get everything, like to really look at things, it's called a Ford Pass.
Yeah.
My husband got it around 4.
Okay.
It was parked in an apartment complex off of Dixie Highway.
Mm-hmm.
They parked it in, I don't know how you. You know how you back your car.
Back your car in so he couldn't see the license plate number.
And so he had the other spare key and he just got in and drove on off.
Okay.
They didn't take a report because we got the car back. But, the officer finally came out after we got the car back the next day. Because I called again to find out what am I doing wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came out, I talked to him. They didn't make a report. But we had stuff missing out of the car, like our W-2s were in there because I hadn't filed our report, our taxes yet, and I was going through our accountant. So, you know, they took those types of things, and I've now got to do a report with the IRS, and I don't have a police report, so we're just kind of all over. But I'm just trying to figure out what's happening here.
Right.
When you report it online, if it actually gives you a case number, it becomes the report.
I never reported it because
online it will.
Yes. Right. But I never reported it because I didn't do it. It wasn't really online. They pass you to somebody you talk to and they get the information. And from what the officer who came out said, they would have entered it into NCIC. And then that's it.
Gotcha.
So I never filed the report, which was kind of a good thing because if my husband was in the car and they pulled him over, that probably would have been an issue. Just that they would have seen that the car was stolen.
Right.
That's kind of good, but I still don't have a report, so I need to call the police and figure out.
It's a shame they didn't sit on it, knowing where it was at. Did they have a copy of your key?
So I had to change we had to change our key to our house. I had to reprogram everything. It's an inconvenience, and then we now have, cameras up. But we didn't have them before.
How did they get in the car?
It was my fault. I left my keys. I didn't realize. You know, they push buttons, so I thought it was in my purse. So apparently they. And that morning on Nextdoor, it showed that the kids were out checking cars, and they were checking my car, and they saw my keys.
It's 6 in the morning. What day of the week was that?
That was a Sunday morning. Around 5:45 or 6. I'm only
the right
that,
time.
Yeah,
when they were out.
Yeah, and that's what I'm only saying that because I saw that on Nextdoor when they were showing.
Yeah.
You know, they were on Northumberland, and so you can tell. You can tell they came to Lunenburg.
Okay.
And then after I put a tracking system on there, they came down Northumberland and went down to Dixie Highway area and out PRP. My husband went out there. The location that we pinged, and there was several garages, but they saw several cars. So what I think they were trying to do was probably get ready to piece it, but it was too early to do that. So they just kind of parked the car waiting to get ready to do this. Mm. God is good. I got the car. Like,
okay.
What kind of car was it?
It's a Ford Escape of 2020. Okay. I just got it in March.
Yeah. Oh,
but, and like Officer said, that was really, the officer said it could have, you know, it usually takes 2 or 3 days before you get your car back. So we were lucky.
Okay.
But I just wanted to figure out, what am I doing wrong? I guess I should have allowed them to take the report over the phone. I knew that there was some kind of system before, but wasn't sure what that was.
Yeah, no, ours...
I have a question.
Go ahead.
What is the protocol? Like, if we were to call whatever district, what, 8th district,
mm-hmm.
and say that the security that is of Worthington Hills, do they dispatch them?
Yeah, if they're on duty. If they're on duty.
Okay. So, you know, that would be the first thing to do is to call the district or 911.
Well, depends on the level of the emergency.
I understand that.
Yeah, yeah. You can call 911 anytime, okay? They prefer it to be a real one.
Officers, they'll dispatch who's in the city. That's my question.
If they have a car on duty.
Yeah, it'd be the closest officer.
They know okay. when they come on duty, they call in and let the dispatcher know that they're in our city. So if anything goes on in that city, they'll dispatch them first.
But okay, that's
always,
my question.
They'll always send a backup with them.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I was just curious if they're sending another officer out or they dispatch the two that are
When an officer comes out, do not let them give you a P number.
Mm-hmm.
A P number is a pass-by number, okay? You tell them you want to report, and it's 8021.
1-802.
What?
It's 1-802 number. Instead of a P, it's a P?
No, it's 8021, because it's 80, it's 80 because it's Louisville, and it's 21 because it's 2001. Or 2021, okay? And then there's numbers after that, okay? If they give you a P number, they don't do a report. They just say they answered the call.
Okay.
By getting, you demand a report, okay? And you'll get that number.
Okay.
Okay?
We
found that out.
Yeah.
Do you all have a schedule as of when, or if it varies when security is on?
We won't give it out.
Okay. I got you.
Okay.
Okay.
It wouldn't be.
Yeah. I'm
still someone's car.
Yeah.
Still someone's car.
I can tell you, they're smart. They're dumb too. All right. Is there anything else? Did we answer your questions
you did.
To the best of our ability? Okay. All right. Next thing on the agenda is the city meeting minutes. Did everybody get a copy and review them? Was there any discrepancies or anything that you want to discuss on it? Okay. Do I hear a motion to accept the minutes as is?
I make a motion to accept the minutes as is.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, let me sign this. 6/15/2021. Our city clerk isn't here tonight, so... Hopefully my recordings will work okay.
Sign off sheet for the.
Hang on a second. We're going to get to that in a minute. All right. City financial reports. Anybody have any questions or problems with them? Another month to the T. Congratulations. All right. Do I hear a motion to accept the financial reports?
I'll make a motion to accept.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second? Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, that one's done. Okay. I had this sheet, and the reason why I hadn't passed it around is because I was hoping Steve would be here to answer this question. Did anybody see the invoice Steve has in here? It was on the, it was the last page.
$325. That's what I said.
Yeah. I didn't hear. Okay. Anyhow, I wanted him to explain it. So I'm going to pass this around, but I suggest you all hold up on your initials on it.
On just that one line.
Is he coming?
Yeah, he's supposed to be here because he's got to read some stuff.
It looked like he was doing something with liens. So I thought it had to do with tax liens.
I'm going to let him explain it. And I don't want to influence y'all, so I'm not going to talk about anything. All right. Well, Steve's not here, so let's move along to the old business. All right. Let's see. City services. Okay. Next thing we have to do is a snow and ice removal contract, which we'll get to here probably in August or September. Emergency communications equipment. Seems we're still lacking on our monthly tries. Maybe we ought to do 2 weeks, two weekends, the first and the third.
Do it another time other than a weekend. That's my problem, because I'm mowing grass every time you do it.
Yeah,
that's horrible. Do it on the third Tuesday of the month.
Bingo.
9:30.
At 9:30 in the morning?
At night.
Everybody gets home before you go to bed.
Oh.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea. What do you think?
Or do it like it's 7 o'clock. We can all sit here in the...
No, we can't do it all. That won't work, dude. That'd be defeating the purpose. Okay. What do you think? That sounds like a good idea.
That's doable. Yeah.
Okay. We're changing the radio checks to the third Tuesday after the meeting when we all get home.
All right. Can we start tonight?
Why don't we start tonight?
I've got to go to Kroger tonight.
We can't talk anymore after the meeting, Susan.
No.
Okay.
My time's limited.
Next month, we do the radio checks after the city meeting once we get home.
Now, I did do one, but at 11, not at 10.
That's fine. I know. I did mine and headed out the door.
How are you supposed to work? What am I supposed to do for this radio check? I've never done one.
Basically, you just say,
I'll just call your radio number out. And ask you how you copy, and you say yes, good. Or
so you initiated, not me.
Yeah, okay. I initiated with everybody. That way, there's no confusion.
Okay, that's all.
And then you just reply with your 09, if I remember right, not 06.
Okay.
I don't know. What do you? Is he 09?
Yeah. I think he's 09. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold the left button and say 09. I copy, and that's it.
Over.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Monthly radio checks. Okay. We got checks coming in on the disaster preparedness, from the state.
Right.
Or
okay.
Got another one coming up here after the 1st of July. For this quarter. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, we still got whatever you can put together.
Okay.
All right.
I'll get on it.
Get on it. Okay, because we had like $600 or $700 now. Well, we had $700 and we had $300 or $400 left over from the previous one, so
okay.
We got about $1,100.
Aren't there companies that do that? That, like, I don't know, Granger? I mean, they're not companies that, like, create those kits where you can literally just have it as a pre-assembly.
Maybe there are. I couldn't find anything. Everything.
I'll call a buddy of mine that used to work for.
Okay, I appreciate it. Everything I could find had a lot of stuff that didn't even pertain to anything we needed.
Well, send me a list of what you're looking for.
Okay.
Because I think there are companies that put that stuff together.
I'm going to go beat up on Tom some more to see if I can get him. I sent an email, but it may have been to an old email address. All right. I wonder what happened to Steve.
I talked to him on the phone.
I talked to him today twice. All right. I may have to read this. Well, we got no bids.
Poor day.
Did the cops pull him over? Okay. Mayor Louisville. Oh, does anybody have any other old business we need to talk about?
I've got something that's insignificant, but good.
Is it old or new?
It's old.
What?
We talked about it already. That little oak tree's putting leaves out again.
Is it putting leaves out? All right.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what else I found in my yard again?
Snake.
I found another walnut tree.
There you go.
And it's...
If it's this big, dig it up.
It's about 3.5-4 feet.
Yeah. Just how
when they get that big, it's very, very unlikely you're going to get it out without killing it.
Really?
Taproot goes too deep. Yeah. I mean, you can dig it out, but you got to dig a hole around it, a circle around it, 4-foot circle around it, and dig down 3 feet to make sure you don't
kill it. I need to get it out anyhow. I may just do it just to see.
Cut it off the weed whacker and just grab some walnuts. We can plant our own walnut trees. We can put them in buckets.
I like walnut trees.
All right.
Harold, I was just given 2 beech trees from the tree giveaway, and they're still in their plastic.
You just got them?
Yeah, somebody that got them
in your
car? Is moving. I didn't bring them, but I mean,
you bring them to the house. I'll put them in a pot.
Okay.
Yeah, and
come
see the easement, too.
I still don't see where Steve's at. Oh,
yeah, I mean, they have some bugs on them about like that.
Yeah, they're bare root. They got to go.
I thought, why didn't you do something with these earlier? I don't know, but she's moving, so. I guess she doesn't need any trees now. I don't know.
Okay. Anything else? Probably need to put a friggin' dang camera on that other tree that's over there. See if we can catch whoever's friggin' dang cutting it.
I don't know. That was horrible.
I know. Stupid kids. All right. Mayor Louisville. We got the tax mailing going. I've got it scheduled to drop off the tax bills on June 25th. What we've got to do is decide on what we want to use for a letter. Let me explain what I have found out since I did these letters. If we divide them up into rental properties and homeowners, and it'll take 2 runs to do them. And they'll charge us an extra $195 for the second run. So, what? I give you a copy of both the letters. One's on the front, one's on the back. If you're okay with it, I would like to use the one that's got the blocked area on top that has for the rent and the vacant homeowners to be the one that we use, and then underneath that to have the our regular one for our property owner. And of course, I put the stuff on the bottom about trimming their fences and stuff. Because my thought is. And again, I want to talk about this. Anybody else that's got a better way of doing letter, you can have at it, okay? But we got to have it done because I have to deliver everything over to them on the 25th. And the mailing is supposed to happen on, I have to get them over before the 25th, actually the 23rd. And the mailing is going out that weekend or the following Monday. And it should be in the mailboxes by the 1st of July. So, is there any preference on which one we do? One side, the property owners, the information on the tax is at the top in the block. And it has the stuff about the MSD and then the vacant and the rent. Okay. I think it's lost that way.
I agree.
And we have about 20 people that have not filed or have not registered their properties. And we picked up some more rental properties since we first put this in 2 years ago. So I want to make it specific so that they can see it.
Which side are you talking about?
I'm talking about the one with the property owner. The other one.
The one that says rent.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's at the top of the page.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any suggestions?
I agree with you, Mayor Stone. I like your idea. The one with the rent and vacant, with it boxed out, I think it's more visible. It doesn't get lost.
What do you think, Commissioner Melvin?
Are you going to use both sides? No, you're saying choose one side. I agree with the potential property owners who rent. And I would like to have some of these for our development.
I can send you the word document.
Copyright. He's got a copyright.
Right.
He's got to get permission.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I agree with it.
I sent you a copy of it in a Word document.
Well,
about a month ago. I'll get it back over to you. No problem. What do you think, Commissioner Hall?
Yeah, that's fine. I like
okay.
that.
Okay.
I've got a question, though. This is going to go to the address of the owner, not the address in Worthington Hills with the tax document.
No, it goes to the address where the tax document
correct.
Goes.
So right. My point is it possible to have the same thing sent to every address in Worthington Hills?
Yeah, that's where it's going to go. This is going to every address.
No.
He's asking if it's going to go to the property owner, and he's asking, can it also go to the address? And
correct.
The street address.
My wife is going to
take it and toss it.
No.
Because how would you know if you're somebody that's coming to the city, you're renting a house here, you may not know this stuff. The people that own it, twenty aren't registered. They're not paying attention to the rules. They're probably going to toss this and trash and pay the bill. My point being, it might help if they knew that, if they're backing up to the green space, if they knew that. So they may not know. Right?
They may not know.
Well, I'm not just talking about that specifically, everything, but
yeah.
That relates to a lot of people in the center part of the city. And I'm what percentage are rentals? 50?
No.
It's not that high?
Not that high. It's about... We got 100 and... The last count I had was 110 to 120.
So 15-20%?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Just a thought. You don't know. You don't know if they're getting this.
Well, what we could do is we could do a separate mailing, and we could think about doing a separate mailing to those people after the rental property.
What we used to do. I mean, it's been years since I've seen one, but like monthly, I think we actually sent out a newsletter or something.
No.
They just put it on the mailbox, which is
it was twice a year, spring and fall. That was it.
The mailbox. And it in the mailbox,
and it usually ended up in the trash.
But they didn't mail it. No, they just drove it by and put it on the mailbox.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
I like your suggestion, though. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an opportunity for those people to have it. I mean.
Well, the landlords are supposed to let these people know, okay?
Have you seen some of the rental properties?
I know. Okay. What do you think, Commissioner Metcalf?
I think it's a good idea.
I like Aaron's idea, and I think that is the way to go.
Okay. All right. Then I'll be doing that one. All right. Okay. Well, now that our city attorney's here. That's all right.
Okay.
I have a question. I'll just be blunt about it. What is that invoice or that when you sent that request for that $300 and some odd, what's that for?
The one has to do with title searches. Those are when you go. That was in relation to the properties that I want to foreclose upon to get the payment of taxes. So
I'm talking about the guy. I know the one about the liens. The one that went through. What's his name?
He did the title search.
Right? Title search.
He did the title search.
That's what I'm talking about. The other one messed with it. There are two invoices. One was for recording fees.
Right. I understand that one.
So the ones that have numerous unpaid tax bills who didn't respond to any of my requests for payment, you know, I said here, like the one, but I, the process that I did for people that had three or more liens, for all of them, as a matter of fact, I sent the oldest lien and said, if you can pay this, then call me and we'll work out a payment schedule for the other.
I understand that.
Right, so there were four that totally ignored every communication that I had. So when you file a lawsuit to enforce the lien, you have to name everybody who has a lien on that property. Judgment liens, other tax liens, for example, a metro lien, judgment liens. So because they have to come in and answer the complaint, you name them as defendants, you have to afford them the right to come in and enforce whatever lien they have on that property. So title work is very complicated. I don't do it. It's that you, so I paid this guy $65 for having paid him for years for title work that I've needed to have done. So he did four titles, I think, at $65 a pop. So that's, and I sent him a check to pay him for that.
I understand, but we pay you a salary to do title work and everything else for
title
us.
Title work is a specialty. Not every, you know, I'm offended to you that you.
I don't care if you're offended. Right, I just need you to justify. To me, that's subcontracting. That is subcontracting.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I'm not, you know, paying me, or I'm, you know, I won't do it again. I won't file any of these lawsuits. There's only about 15 lawyers out there that do title work. You can't screw it up. If I go out there and do title work and miss a lien, and then I filed a lawsuit, and then someone didn't get named in that lawsuit, then I've committed negligence. Don't sue me.
All right.
I cannot believe that you would question that.
I can question anything I want.
I don't understand it.
Mr. Swagger, I can question anything that I did not understand.
Okay, I just explained it.
I understand. Okay? It's our obligation to understand why we had that.
I understand the question, but I don't understand why you would not want to pay the bill.
We have an obligation to the taxpayers to make sure that we're doing things correctly.
And by getting the title examiner to do it, that is doing
things fine.
Correctly.
That's fine. Okay?
I got a sick brother in the hospital. He's got pneumonia. He's got problems.
I don't want to hear about your family problems.
So don't raise with me right now. I'm not in the
family. I don't. That's it.
That's it.
One more time with the foul language, and we're going to have a talk.
Okay. Well, let's have a talk.
Okay? I'm just saying. Okay? We have the right to know what it's all about. And that's fine. What are you getting upset about? We have the right to know.
Okay, but you seemed, even after I explained it, resistant to paying me.
I'm just saying. Okay? Just wanted to bring it out.
Sure.
Because we have to have it on record that we're doing right for the city.
Right.
Okay? So, anyhow. All right. Moving along. All right. Next thing, since we're... Is there anything else in new business we need to talk about? Okay. All right. Steve, you're on.
Here's the bid. Who wants to open the bid? For the record, I think we need to put on the record that
yes.
No violation. This was the only bid submitted. It was submitted by our commissioner who has heretofore been providing the service. No one other bid on it. We have reviewed the ethics ordinance, and in accepting this bid, there is no violation of our ethics ordinance.
Wow. This is pretty big.
It's got the album in it. You'll see what I do.
And everybody got a copy of what I sent replied to. The one thing that we got a request for.
Thank you.
This one that I sent you, that's basically like a blog where people go and they send out the information on to different landscaping companies. They're like a job finder form on government contracts. Oh, here's a Maximus Lawn Care. Here, take one and pass it around.
In the back under the paper clip. That's what you want. This is before and after pictures if anybody wants to see it. But this is the after pictures. The before is the old one. So I got challenged recently on what a lousy job I was doing by a citizen. But if you clear with this, not informed. Let's put it that way.
Now this is a green space.
Yeah, that's green space in the house. But if you want to see the before pictures, Bob's got those. Oh, you got one? Yeah, there's one for everybody, yeah.
But you see the island in there as well. Oh,
you know, sign on?
Yeah.
Here.
I already signed it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
If possible, I'd like to read that first bit tonight.
Okay. So is the bid in this one?
No, it's right there on the table.
Oh, okay.
That's the old bid. I just did that because I didn't print all those pictures.
All right.
So you want to see them, Susan?
Yeah.
So this is what I said in 2018. There's pictures of it. If you know what you're looking at, you know that I photographed all the same areas. So.
Okay, we have one bid. Everybody's got a copy of it. Anybody have any questions? All right, do I hear a motion to accept the bid?
I motion to accept the bid.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All right, let's see. Commissioner Adams, how do you vote? Yay or nay?
I vote yay.
Commissioner Maupin?
Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
And Mayor Stone, yes. Approved. Okay.
Yeah, he's done a very good job.
And I'm one guy. Sometimes they would have six and seven guys.
Right.
It's kind of embarrassing for them.
We kind of
okay.
Do the same thing.
Okay. Next thing on the Steve is the reading of the Derby City contract.
I went so hard on this contract. I wanted to make it efficient, everything, and then I sent it to Bob with this mindset that there was nothing wrong with the person called me some people. All right. Security services agreement. Everyone has a copy of this, and this June 5th, 2021 agreement is between Jefferson City Protections Company and Jefferson County City, Woodlands and Hills, whereas the City Commission orders enters this agreement during June 15th, I'm presupposing that you are. City need, because among other police and functions, company has dutifully complied with the terms of the previous agreement by effectively enforcing the rural metro government ordinances of Kentucky statutes. Copy and company managing member Dave Mason informed the commission during the meeting that government authorized city to enter this agreement. That's very important that we have this in this contract. Because if something happened and the metro came back and said, well, he wasn't authorized to do that, we're not standing in to protect him and the city, so that's why that's in there. Now, therefore, in consideration of representations coming to the city, and other good value consideration, city and company agree that Tate Mason and company's police officers shall wear government-issued police forms, uniforms, utilize government police vehicles, and otherwise undertake the duties pursuant to government training guidelines and procedures. Before the 20th of each month, Officer Mason and the city public safety commissioner shall prepare a written policing schedule for the next calendar month. City shall pay company $448 per contract hour monthly. On the second Thursday, company shall email its latest invoice to commissioner. The Derby Protection Officer may occasionally be required to attend city meetings. The agreement term begins July 1, 2021 and ends June 30th, 2022. Bob also pointed out on the most previous draft that I forgot to put the beginning and ending dates of this contract. So you can read. So now I guess it's up to you to close that.
Are these always just an annual contract?
What?
Are they always just annual?
That's it.
Just if you want.
Yeah, we don't. Honestly, that's probably the best way to go with them because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I was just curious. I thought maybe it was 3 years also.
No. Okay, is there any objecting to the contract? All right, do I hear a motion to accept the contract?
I make a motion to accept the contract.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right. I need a clean topping.
You can have that to sign because I've got, obviously, in my computer.
I'll get Tate to stop by and sign it. And then I'll send you a copy of it. All right. Let's see. Okay. Do you have anything else before I bring up something? Steve?
I'm sorry.
Do you have anything else?
No, that's the problem.
Okay. Well, here's one thing. I know you hate to talk of background effects. Okay.
No, I thought that would come up, but I was going to let you bring it up.
Okay. Well, I was going to bring it up because, as you'll notice, I sent you a copy. I sent everybody a copy of this landscaping proposal that I was able to find for them. Because we were getting the excuse that they couldn't find a contractor. Well, Bob don't let that stuff sit, okay? So one Saturday, I just got online and started sending out requests. And we got one back from, if I can find it here, it's tree service out of Fort Wayne. And my concern is now, okay, we went through the trouble of finding a tree service. Now is planning and zoning going to enforce the rules? And that's my question. Do we have a case now?
You mean to take to court?
No, what I'm talking about is planning and zoning knows because I sent them a copy.
Right.
Okay? I sent a copy to...
And did they respond?
They have not responded to me. And that's my big concern is we go to, you know, when...
Who did you send it to over there?
I sent it to Dave Halverman or whatever his name is. I can send you a copy of the email I sent.
Yeah, if you didn't send it to me, send that. No,
yeah, because... And please don't do it through a text. I'm wanting these people to be held accountable.
No, I think that you put them in a box.
Yeah, oh yeah, I put them in a box. Real big box. Because this proposal had everything broke down. They actually, when I called them on the Saturday, I talked with Phil, I think his name was, and he said, "Well, this isn't my bag. We have a some sort of staff that does evaluations." And then they sent me back an email on Monday and said they were considering it, but it's not normally within their range. So when they sent that reply back, I sent them a copy of the Fort Wayne tree care,
okay,
or tree service, whatever that is. Okay. And they, when I sent the reply back, I also sent them a copy of the landscaping, the approved landscaping, okay? And that gave them an idea. Now, when they sent it back, they sent back their proposal. And at the bottom, it says that this is based off of not having to remove rock or anything,
yes,
okay? So they're really interested in doing a good job. And, you know, my name's out on the hook.
By their bid, it looks like they really know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. This is, yeah, these people are professionals. Yeah, they got a website. I didn't have any problem at all with their website at all. In fact, I was able to look up and make sure that they were Secretary of State certified. Whatever
yeah,
else.
You always want to look for
yeah, them. Yeah, right. And I checked them on Better Business Bureau also, I believe, too. And they have good standing. And they grow the trees. So they had everything. They're basically one day down. They're about 300, I think it was around 300, wherever Fort Wayne is. Okay, they're just northwest of Fort Wayne.
My God, that is a long way
from there. Yeah, it's northeast of
the end. Well, if you saw the quote,
isn't there travel in there?
Yeah, I would assume travel's in there.
It's unbelievable that we couldn't find someone here to do that.
Well, here again is, you know, you
and
don't know.
Nobody has any workers.
Yeah. But anyhow, I wanted to just, I'll send you a copy of the email I sent out. You were on the one copy. You
yeah.
were on the copy I replied. So it has all, it has, what's the girl's name that's in the, the landscaping, she's the one that signed off on it.
Yeah,
he's
on
it. She's with Gunn.
It starts with an S.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but anyhow.
Sheree Long.
And it, Dave Halverman, I think it's Haberman. And I sent it to Kip, and also
Kip.
Sent it to Marcus. Okay? They all got a copy of it. Okay? So they now have a legit bid, okay? And I don't, you know, I don't care if they come back and say, well, we haven't been able to get anything else.
What precipitated this was they're telling you that they couldn't find someone to do it.
They told Mr. Lancaster that.
Right.
And Mr. Lancaster related that to me.
You know,
and I think I even got a copy of the email. Did you get a copy? Didn't you get emailed or text or something from Kit saying they were having a problem? I got something.
You know, it's a big lie because who did... They contract with someone else to do the landscaping that's there right now. They're doing it all over Jefferson County. So all of a sudden when, you know, you put them in a corner and they say you can't find anybody, I mean, that's ridiculous. It's a blatant lie.
Well, see, that it's just like when the resource officer from District 8 come out to Mr. Lawrence's house, okay, he said, and this was what day? It was like May 19th or something. something like that. Anyhow, he stated that they had just approved it. Well, of course, I interjected, which I got a little chewed out about, but they actually approved that landscaping plan on the 28th of April. And they had told him that they had just approved it last week. So, see, this is why we're getting the royal runaround. Yeah, and yeah. Tired of it, okay? Yeah. So that's what keyed me to do what I did. Because when I found out they were going to start giving us the royal runaround again, I said, that's it. We're gonna find somebody to quote this thing.
I have all of this.
Yeah. So with that, that's... I'll get you that information. If you'll follow up on it, that'd be great, because I'm gonna. We've got them in a box now.
Yeah, you have them in my box. But it's incredulous to believe that they don't have anybody to do this, because they have people planting stuff all over Jefferson County.
No, they don't have anybody in their range of cost.
Yeah, right.
That's where it's at.
Remember earlier we asked them to do something and then they contacted the manager and said, well, that's not in our budget.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right.
The law said if I don't see any activity back there by the end of October,
yeah,
will be a call.
Yeah, end of October.
That's not the way it works.
And then they'll say it's too cold to be planting,
yeah.
And then they'll.
It's actually probably the right time.
That is.
Late fall would be
really good. They're going to plant now, but they got to water a couple times.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem. They'll plant all down, it'll all die, and they'll say, well, we did it.
Yeah, but now on their agreement, anything that dies, they have to replace.
Yeah, but still, you want to do it.
Right.
I mean, it blows to have all that issue until late fall, but still, at least they have no chance of surviving.
Problem.
Well,
you've done a remarkable job.
That he, just to, for example, that heat that we had the last week and a half got to that little poplar tree I planted. All they did was took it out of a bucket, put it in the dirt, and put some water on it, and it stressed it out. It dumped all its leaves. It's putting out new leaves now, but. I mean, it's just a bad time of year for really planting things.
Well, I don't know it's a bad time of year, but you know what?
Well,
we need to get.
They don't even have the bid yet. They're not being planted.
What kind of trees are they using? I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm just curious. What kind of trees are they
growing? Green evergreen.
They're the giant greens and the green, the regular green agar.
Arborvitae? Is that what
they're called? Yeah, whatever.
It's just no salt, has it? It's just year after year after year. That's all it is.
It's just like they told us they're going to reline the parking lot. Now they said they're not going to reline the parking lot.
They knew that last August. Remember, I got a text on that too.
So we keep getting excuses, and I was tired of it. So
they all knew back there, and they kept telling us October, November, December, and this spring they're going to reline it.
They didn't do it.
They knew it. They knew last
fall. Did they put that in writing?
Huh?
Did they put that in writing?
We got it from an email from Marcus, I believe it was.
Yeah, I got it.
Marcus
Winkler.
Who's the council member? It was a councilman. But see, that doesn't do any good.
I know it.
It doesn't do any good.
Well, now they've come back and say that they've had some sort of operations flow chart friggin' type of guy who says that won't work. You know, that relining it to east to west is not going to be as productive as the way it is now.
Corporate had to call on that.
Right.
Corporate said no.
Well, that's where the trucks are lined to be modified. Is that right?
Yeah, they come in and they park.
It's after the process.
So what are they waiting for?
To be taken over the plant.
No, they come in and park them towards the building when they're going to be processed.
Right.
Okay. After they come out, they go into the lines that are behind his house and facing towards Dan's and Jim's house.
Well, that's not in the direction of exit, is it?
It is now because they took the fence out between, they expanded over to the other building. Now they park the transport trucks over there, and they actually drive them over there and pull them up on the transport trucks. when they don't take them back out the front gates.
So what would be the necessary modification there to build a fence like they do around the expressway?
That's what I think. Mm-hmm. Like they have beside Oxmoor, I mean, you know, they've got some yard between their homes and the expressway, and they put that big concrete wall up.
Yeah, but that's
why couldn't they
money?
Do something like that?
Well, because the government, that's government money, and this agency company doesn't.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's an indication of the incivility of people, because they could readily afford to do all of this.
Actually, there's lies all over the planning and zoning document on the expansion. Because when, if you read it closely, they talk about that they built Bay Run after
they were there,
but that's when the moving company was there. That's when A. Arnold was there. Okay. That was a whole different industry. I brought this up before. This wasn't for modifying trucks and making noise all night long. You know, they may have made noise, but the company
was grandfathered in, but they weren't.
Right. When they did the expansion, if you read all those things that TEC or whatever the property owners signed off on, they all use the same excuse that Bay Run was built after they put that in. But see, they expanded that parking lot. And I don't know, there's nothing in that document about expanding that parking lot. It's only talking about expanding that building. Somewhere they expanded that asphalt without...
When they expanded, they did that going north, right?
Yes, they go north towards the houses.
Right.
We had the 50-foot buffer. Okay.
Was that done for the water?
No, it was done for more parking.
Okay, but it had nothing to do with the water.
It's what caused the water.
That's what caused the water problem.
Right. It moved the natural drainage.
Right. I'd like to know where the expansion of the parking lot
was
done.
The one that really riled me, because that was on the city easement, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That building was there in 1975, that extension on that parking lot.
But see, easements are not for improving. Easements are typically for utilities, you know.
The easement was there also as a buffer.
Exactly.
Okay. If they were going to do that, they should have put in, if nothing else, they should have put a berm in.
Are there any utilities that run under there?
Above it, not under it.
Above it.
Wait a minute. The utilities do come underneath, because we have underground utilities, and they come from them poles.
But are they under the parking lot?
I believe so, and it's easy enough to find out.
Poles, electric poles.
Yeah.
We have electric poles. The easement, the electric poles used to sit in the easement.
Right.
Okay. And I can tell by looking at them poles that the power's coming down them poles to the Bay Run.
So you think there is some underground element to it?
Mm-hmm. There could be.
We see, you know, when we did the gate thing,
yeah,
and I beat that, we went to court, and I won in the Court of Appeals, but the only thing that the Court of Appeals says is that I should have gotten permission from the utilities that run under there. You know, I had no idea. But anyway, by that time, we had taken down the gate. And so it would be interesting to see if in the approved design, the
parking lot was expanded before the expansion of the building. What you got the document was for the expansion of the building. The parking lot was done before the expansion of the building.
In anticipation thereof, probably.
The parking lot, I believe, was expanded sometime between 2015 and 2017,
yeah,
when they did the request for expanding the building. And it's easy enough to figure out, because we can go on Google Earth and do a time request.
Right.
and it shows what it was at a certain date and what it looks like on a different date. And I'm almost sure it's between 2015 and 2017, which means that expansion was not on that. The expansion of that parking lot was not part of the original or right. of that extension.
But it was all done with the approval of government.
We don't know that.
They were getting special permission to do that.
Well, it was probably, you know, there's the variances and all that stuff, you know. But, you can't assume anything anymore.
Yeah. All right. Is there anything else? Anything else we need to talk about?
Not from my
opinion. I throw my dog's poop over my fence on the concrete parking lot.
What?
I throw my dog's poop across my fence on the concrete parking lot.
Everybody else does.
I just wonder if that's covered in this thing about the green space. You didn't. You said you're not allowed to do that.
Throwing stuff over the fence. It doesn't specifically say poop.
It does.
No,
oh, does it?
No, he said don't throw it in the green space. He said this ground affects parking lot. That's not part of our green space.
For such owners who are illegally disposing of yard waste, pet feces,
it does.
And or used litter in the green space.
That all have been done since I've been doing.
So am I allowed to throw it over my fence in the ground effects?
Well, yeah. That would be ground effects problem.
Yeah, that's your problem. Sure. Okay.
Wherever else sees it, toss it over the fence. It's not my problem anymore.
There you go.
Okay. If there's nothing else, do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
No, we got to do our commissioner report.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Shoot, I was going to make the motion.
Am I going to vote?
Shut up.
No. All right. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
It was right there on my stuff, and I marked it off.
My older brother who's in the hospital.
You got me all messed up because I'm out of order because Steve didn't show up. Anyhow, all right, who wants to be first, Commissioner Adams?
I'll be first. All right, this covers May 19th, 13th, 15th. You ready?
Go ahead.
I went to the post office with Mayor Stoneman several times. I went to the storage shed with Mayor Stoneman one time. I participated in the radio checks with Commissioner Metcalf and Mayor Stoneman on June 5th. There weren't any citizen inquiries or questions to respond to for me this month. I drove the roads of Worthington Hills to check for cracks and potholes. We'll still need to assess and determine timeline for cost for road repair for the areas on Boyson. I don't know if you want to do that later in the year. I'm not really sure on that. Do you want to wait for it to get worse?
Let's look at it the next time we go to the mailbox.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Okay.
And then the only other thing is what we had talked about. Mayor Stoneman requested I contact the city of Coldstream about the pavement on Middlesex to possibly set up a paving job for all of Middlesex, where Coldstream paved their portion and City of Worthington Hills paved their portion. Called and emailed City of Coldstream to see if they're interested. No response yet. They have a city meeting over at the Drury Inn and Suites in 2 days on June 17th. So uh-huh. I'm going to attend their city meeting,
okay.
And I'm going to ask them about it.
All right, great.
And if you would like to come, Mayor Stoneman, you may come as well.
What time is it?
It's at 7 p.m. on Thursday.
I sleep.
And that's it.
I'll make it. Come pick me up.
Okay.
All right.
Let me go next.
Commissioner Mountain, if you would like to, go ahead.
May 24th, Harold emailed asking for the irrigation system to be turned on. I called the water company and requested it, and on May 25th, I emailed Harold and Bob saying it was scheduled to be turned on sometime May 26th. May 27th, I contacted LMG by phone and was given sales rep Christopher Pierce, and I asked for the rate for next year, and he said he would email them back to me in about 10 days. And I emailed Bob and let him know that I've been in contact with LMG. June 1st, I did a streetlight check. June 3rd, Harold emailed in regards to the drainage ditch at Newmanburg and Queen Anne still being clogged. I emailed MSD to follow up on when it would be inspected and clear. They replied that it would be on or before June 17th. So I'm kind of waiting to see if that happens by June 17th. If not, I'm going to ask for a supervisor because that's ridiculous.
Well, I got a picture on 6/14. It wasn't on the 14th.
Right, okay. June 4th, I did a radio check with Dennis at 11 a.m. Not 10 a.m. I was an hour behind. June 8th, Christopher Pierce with Hockey got back with me stating that rates increased 83% for the year 21-22 services. June 11th, I received a voicemail from a resident on Pulaski stating that Rumpke damaged her personal trash bin and she wanted Rumpke to replace it. So I called Rumpke and was told they don't replace personal trash cans. And then I contacted Bob and he said that he would talk to the resident. They live on the same street apparently. And then not soon after, the lady called and left another voicemail and said that her daughter damaged the garbage can and it was meant to be on the garbage.
We resolved that. That's good.
Yeah, oops. So
that's why Rumpke wasn't going.
Right, right. And I believe that is and I read all emails today, so that's that.
Okay, Commissioner Hall.
Property maintenance. Primary our primary city property was mowed 522, 529, 66, and 612. Secondary city property was mowed and trimmed 522, 529, 65, and 612. 522 trimmed the trimmed weeds around the trees in the small drainage ditch on the large green space wooded areas between Mecklenburg and Lunenburg. Trimmed weeds around all trees in the holding pond area of Queen Anne's between Queen Anne's and Rustburg Court on 528. 529 cleaned out all the beds in the flagpole in Boynton Court, trimmed leaf and cherry trees on Boynton, started trimming weeds in the wooded area behind Rustburg and Luray. 530, planted two trees, one maple between Mecklenburg and Queen Anne's in the city green space and one tulip poplar behind Lunenburg Drive. Excuse me, removed several wagon loads of limbs on the holding pond area between Queen Anne's Court and Rustburg. Finished trimming all the high weeds in the wooded area behind Rustburg and Luray Court. That's where that the Eagle Scout project stuff is. So that,
okay.
That eventually will be mulched and some flowers planted in there. Wooded area between Rustburg and Luray, removed all tree limbs. This is 531, sorry. Removed all tree limbs, wood debris, and small stumps. Finished trimming weeds around all trees and girdled the remaining bittersweet and poison ivy. Cut back all the bittersweet on the fence lines adjacent to this area and trim ditch between Rustburg and Queen Anne's. Mowed the large green space a second time to get rid of all the excess grass trimmings from Friday's cutting. It was a little bit like hay. Trimmed all shrubs on 6/5. Trimmed all shrubs and bushes at the flagpole and started trimming the bushes at Boynton Court. 6/6, finished trimming the shrubs and bushes at Boynton. 6/12, trimmed weeds in the drainage ditch between Queen Anne's and Rustburg Place and the adjacent holding pond. 6/13, trimmed weeds in the drainage ditch sidewalks and rock line drainage areas between Jonell and Lunenburg Drive and the adjacent holding pond. Trimmed weeds at the culvert at the green space entrance of Lunenburg Drive. Emails followed up with Jackie Watson. She has a contractor coming to her mother's home to correct the siding issue she has, and she thanked me for the follow up and the communication. 6/6, received an email from Brandon's Kitchens concerning the repair of the sidewalk in front of their home. They were advised by Jefferson.
Is this a filibuster?
Pardon me? They were advised by the Jefferson County engineer that the statute had changed for the cost of the sidewalk repairs in Jefferson County. I asked if the city engineer could provide a copy of the new property maintenance code concerning sidewalks. They're working on it.
Amen.
Well, let me address the sidewalk thing while we got it here, and then we'll move on. The sidewalk code ordinance has not changed. It did not change in 2010, as it's stated in that email. I proved it by providing the ordinance itself, 156.052C paragraph, and everything at the bottom of that ordinance has the dates when it was originally initiated and when each amended order came, and the last amendment to that ordinance was in 2016, and that statement about the sidewalks is still in the ordinance. So whoever the property, my opinion is that the engineer is watching out for his job. So that's just my opinion.
So you're saying it hasn't changed? No, and I knew that. That's why I asked for them to provide the new one.
Right.
And I sent them a copy of the old one, and I just said, if you can provide the new one, that's fine. They sent me a link to the conversation that was had about it.
But conversations is not the ordinance.
I understand. So, trust me, I can get things done with conversations.
What we may need to do, and Steve's already working on it, because I've asked him to, or getting direction from KLC and from Chris Johnson over there. He's going to get, I talked with him, he's going to get both pros, he's going to get both sides. One where the city needs is responsible, and then one where the city's not responsible.
But to paraphrase him, he said it's up to the individual city.
Right. Right.
There's no state statute that controls.
And Coldstream has it in an ordinance. And I sent that copy of that ordinance to Steve also.
Yeah, I'll look.
And that basically states in there that the property owner is responsible for it. We don't have sidewalks that connect directly to the street, obviously. My biggest argument always is, as soon as we have to do the sidewalk, the next thing they'll want is the, as I call, the tongue of the driveway, because it runs down through the easement. And some of these driveways have some issues with that tongue through the easement. So, now, here again,
aren't there certain cul-de-sacs or courts that don't have sidewalks?
The one that I'm on doesn't.
Queen Anne's doesn't.
Queen Anne's doesn't. Bowlington doesn't. There's a bunch of, there's it's about half and half.
I don't know why the,
well, first off, the reason why, I believe why some of the cul-de-sacs don't have it is because of the drainage, MSD drainage, okay? It would put the sidewalk way into the yard.
Well, that's what I was going to say. When I had my property surveyed, that sidewalk sits on my side of the property line, not the easement. It does not sit in the easement.
So it's on your property?
And they mark both corners, and they're on the sidewalk. They're about this far in.
We do have sections of the sidewalk throughout the city we are responsible for, because they're the entrances to the green space.
Yeah.
Okay. Where they're public access.
Yeah, it's part of the easement then.
Right. It's part of that easement. Okay. But we don't have the amount that. That's the reason we don't have a big amount. I mean, it's probably 10-15 feet at the most on some of these.
Yeah.
And most of them, or in fact all of them, don't have trees on them. And I don't know where these people got that we planted these trees. But planning and zoning told the builders there where to plant the trees. I mean, that's part of their canopy ordinance.
It is part of the plan.
They're
binding to do that.
Right, and they just increased the amount of canopy they want on properties now, again, this past spring.
2 years ago, the city I lived in, you know, they correct, you know, the company that shows up at the annual meeting, Kentucky League of Cities meeting,
mm-hmm.
They've got that vendor that does the work to even up everything. They did that rhyme, and I'm sure that they decided to do that for the homeowners.
Well, these homeowners, they can... This one here doesn't have sidewalks. And
well, the problem really is the homeowner is being billed what you would pay to have a single driveway done.
Right.
Because they think the city's going to pay for it. So yeah. A quote for not, it's not 15 feet of sidewalk by 3 foot, $4,000.
Yeah.
It's expensive work.
Oh, it's not
that expensive.
No.
Well, I mean, concrete work is not, it's inexpensive. I mean, you know.
Tear out's expensive. Tear out.
They'll have it tore out in 25 minutes.
That's true, but that's where they charge the most, is the tear out.
It's not, there's no. This individual does not have $4,000 of concrete work.
First off, the sidewalk wasn't put down right because there's if I'm not wrong, there's not one single ounce of iron or the steel mesh anywhere in the sidewalks.
Well, that's ridiculous, and they're going to decay or crack. We had bricks, you know, where my condominiums are. They had bricks, and they just replaced all that with concrete. But they did put that. Concrete mesh in there.
Right. All right.
You don't, it's going to crack.
Okay. Well, that's all I got to say. We're looking into doing something, whether an ordinance or what do they call that? Proclamation, whatever.
Municipal order?
Well, it can't be a municipal order. That's operations for the city itself. But a proclamation might work. But if it takes an ordinance, we do an ordinance.
We'll do whatever we need to do.
Right. Okay. Commissioner McCaff, sorry to hold you up.
That's okay. Drove the city on multiple occasions. Went to the post office with Mayor Stoneham. Went to the storage area with Mayor Stoneham on one occasion. Issued one parking permit. Returned two phone calls. Made extra nighttime patrols through the city. And conducted radio checks. 10 a.m. on 6/5/21.
And 11.
Yeah, and 11.
Is that it?
That's right.
All right. Is there anything else? Thank you for Commissioner Hall for bringing up the sidewalk, because that was one of the things I knew that I was missing. But
is this the commissioner input part? Because I have a couple of things.
Okay, go ahead.
Robert, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Look. Just wanting to make sure we stay out of trouble.
All right.
I needed it on the record what it was about, because they see the stuff on the website.
Take care, guys. Again,
thank you.
It really gets better. Stay here.
I would like our stop sign on East Bay Court and our speed limit sign at the entrance of East Bay. I would like them standing back up because they're crooked.
Can we go? You got one of them.
Where are they? Where's East Bay?
East Bay.
That's the orphans.
Yeah.
That's the what?
The orphans.
That's the one on the back side.
The one off at
Murphy.
Yeah.
We've got some.
We need to find some rocks, because all they have to do is be pushed up.
Need to be done. We don't want those.
Why not just
take them out,
pound
them right in?
No, we want them to be all crazy.
Yeah, but you got to unscrew them.
You got to take
the
sign off and just pound it in.
Well, the one sign that you're talking about with the speed limit's got like three.
I'll do it.
The speed limit has three signs on it.
You just have to take the top sign off though to pound. I got one of those poles.
All right.
Yeah, and then...
I mean, who else is going to do it? You going to call a sign company and do it?
I'd hate to, because they charge an arm and a leg.
A lot more than I do.
Okay.
Can we do that? Can we hire Max with Lawn Care to
That's miscellaneous. He does other stuff.
I don't think it'd be that big a deal. I've never looked at it, though. I have to see how they're bolted on. I wonder if they use some kind of slip bolt or something where you can't.
No. You can take them off. Trust me, you can take them off, but you need a couple of ratchets.
I think I have that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that would be great.
East Bay. So is it as you're exiting, they're on that side?
No. The speed limit court is right. Within the entrance to your left, and you go in and then come out, and the stop sign's right there, and it's leaning back.
Well, here's my
I didn't see where it was leaning back.
Here's the commitment I'll make to you. Before the next city meeting, I will fix them.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. It won't be.
Well, and I'll have those trees. I can put them right by my mailbox if you want to get them. I don't want them to die in beech trees.
Yeah.
And then I had a suggestion, something that I'm looking to do back in our neighborhood. We're going to do like a food truck Friday and have some food trucks come in. And they do this for free. They just want customers. And they'll come in the neighborhood for a couple hours. And I've got about Mexican, barbecue, Thai. One guy, he does a little bit of different, you know.
How many trucks you getting?
Well, I don't know for our neighborhood yet. I'm thinking about doing it once, you know, one truck maybe once a month in our neighborhood. And then Grader's also has a food truck as well, ice cream truck. But just, you know.
Well, the ice cream truck comes through the neighborhood anyhow.
Well, I mean, this is.
Not Grader's.
Not Grader's.
That's a popsicle truck, Bob. Yeah. Come on, man.
The potsicle. Potsicle?
That's a popsicle truck.
And the trucks I talked to, they were like, yeah, we'll come during the week. You know, so I'll be glad to line something up like that for. You know, over in Worthington Hills.
It got brought up before.
Oh, it did?
Food trucks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's been brought up. But
I would do it every 2 weeks, maybe twice a month.
Well, yeah. And well, for the bigger neighborhood, maybe so. I, you know, since it's not been done, I don't know what kind of turnout. But, you know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to have the guys coming out there and then not making any money. Mm-hmm. They're in the business to make money.
Well, if they provide the signage,
and I think we
That was where I was getting to. They don't provide the signage.
Well, we just need to have somebody else.
I mean, I've already prioritized at Home Depot that you can purchase and write on for about $3. So, of course, you know, we're going to advertise with our little $3 sign. But, you know, we only have one entrance to put this sign up. That, you know, we're going to put on their food truck Friday or whatever. To me, it's worth $3 to give back. That's how I see it.
Give back what?
Well, to give back to my neighbors. I mean, they're paying their fees. They're paying their taxes. Cost of the size,
you say.
You're still buying. They're still buying the food.
They are, but I'm saying
she's
with the $3
size. For the sign.
I'm talking about advertising.
Oh.
Just have your friends put on that door. Lots of people will show up.
Well, I mean, if I'm just getting one truck for our neighborhood, I don't want that many people because, you know, I've already talked to them maybe coming from 6 to 8. Of course, on the weekends, they're too busy because they go, you know, different places. So.
Well, we know Wednesday won't work.
So, well, I'm just saying, I'd be glad to do it, you know, to
Wednesday someone.
Baptist. Know. Baptists go to church on Wednesday.
I'm talking about Fridays.
One seemed open, but he wanted to come early because a lot of times they go down and where, you know, these young people are down in the Highlands, and they park on the street. And they'll sit there until 1, 2 o'clock in the morning and make quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
So, you know, but that's...
I think you got to do it on the green space.
I agree.
It's cleaned up now. Let them look down
right
in there and set a few tables up. We've got some picnic tables.
I agree.
Yeah.
And you could, and that way I can have two trucks come in. That I think two trucks would be good. Worthington Hills is so big. And if you ever put a sign at the entrance of Worthington Hills and maybe where the flagpole is and down by Oakhurst, I believe that, you know, I mean, it's such a treat. It's not every day that you can have a food truck come to your neighborhood.
I just think it's an easy way to have a function on the green space and not have to do anything. Maybe clean the mess up.
All right, you guys come up with a plan.
Well, they could just pull up, they walk up and leave. That's what we're going to do.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but if you, I think.
Because you wouldn't drive on the green space.
Yeah, or bring a picnic blanket, you know, something like that. Have a picnic in the green space. So
sounds good to me.
You know, I
love that.
Yeah,
I love it.
For
all right, who's going to clean the trash up?
Well,
Crystal.
I'll
and toenail.
Yeah, well, I mean, if
and a little
Tony.
We
could put the garbage cans out. You know, yeah. We could put garbage. You know, pull some. Ask the neighbors, can we borrow your garbage can or something? I don't see or buy a couple. I mean, my goodness gracious, it's been a hard couple of years. It's time to do something for the people.
Yeah, neighborhood block party. I love it.
I suspect that those trucks have some kind of receptacle on them.
They may. I could ask. I could ask them to date it. I think of the ones I've seen.
We could do live music
one
too.
One trash can out beside the food trucks.
Can you get a bouncy house in there?
No, we ain't doing bouncy houses.
They do have inflatable movie screens.
Yeah, I know. They're 100.
Now, about $279, you can get one for 50 viewers, or maybe under 100 viewers, plus the equipment to play the movie.
We don't have electric out there. So, I don't know how we plug it in.
Yeah, they got generators.
Yeah.
Which is sold out.
But I have seen that they have a big inflatable movie screen, which I think that would be
good, really cool.
You know. Not everybody gets to go to
Amazon's got them on sale for $179 this week.
We need a party committee. Who wants to be on the party committee?
Yeah.
Good luck. I've had it advertised on the website for over two years.
A party committee?
You're progressive.
There is. It's not a party committee. It's a committee for a group gathering in September. We haven't had one person respond to it.
I have to see the dates because I do got a couple of things going on in September.
We don't have a date. That's just it.
That's all up to you. Hey, it's a clean slate, Susan.
So,
put it together.
For the block party? Is that what
you're call it a block party.
I don't care. What are you going to
do? Dan will take care of the bouncy house.
Yeah, I mean, the food trucks, I think, are an excellent idea. They bring in all this fresh food, sell what they got, and then they leave. So that's not, the food, and I mean, it's like.
Well, we got to make sure that they're licensed. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like it's a legitimate company.
They are legitimate.
All right.
They only give so many food truck permits.
Yeah, I know they do.
Per year.
So. All right. We'll come up with it. Come up with the signage. Right.
Well, we're going to go ahead and do our food truck because the neighbors are excited.
That's awesome. Let me know what it is. I'll come over there.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Anything else? All right. Do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting now?
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'll do our second.
A second.
Yeah.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. It's 8:30. Well, let's see here. It's 8:28. Thank you very much.